Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Always wanted to hear the real deal when it comes to fitness, health, nutrition, and physical well-being? This is Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha Makia.
What's cracking? What's really good?
They don't pull any punches. You'll only get the truth about how you get healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. And now, here's Tasha Makia and Big Dave.
Let's go, baby. We are back with another edition of Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
That's me.
Happy, I don't know what today
it's
is,
Friday.
But how are you?
Great.
Doesn't feel like a Friday.
I saw Victor's new little ride. It's cute.
Why do men say stuff like that? Men just be throwing punches right in the back
of
the face.
Mess of
Actually, it's a nice car.
It is a nice car. I love Victor, and it's nice to see him driving other than the 107.
He's got a bright color car.
Yes.
You know, got a little rooftop,
Shout
I think.
Shout out to the Sharpest Rides for hooking him up.
Okay, and they did hook him up.
He looks good in it.
Damn, Dave is going to start
Mike,
the show.
Big Michael's with him.
That's Berm. Berm Gotti. Berm Gotti's awesome people. Yeah.
Very nice.
Super awesome
very
people.
Nice.
All right. So today, we got so much email, so much DMs. We got people even hitting us up on Twitter. I don't know if you knew we got a Twitter, but brother, we got a Twitter.
We are cool. We have
we
a Twitter.
We are in there, okay?
I don't have a Twitter.
So a lot of women, we have one. It's Big Dave. How do we build a booty? Booty, 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 rocking never well.
We were rocking that out with the Nuggets. Go Nuggets tonight. It's crazy.
It's gonna
And
be-
I'm a Laker fan, too. I am. I'm a LeBron fan.
We are looking for a new co-host for Big Dave's Power
but
Half
I
Hour.
See our
I'm kidding.
Boys tear it up.
I'm kidding.
I do.
They are tearing it up. They are doing really good.
They're
but ladies,
very good.
Super excited about building your booty today. Now, a lot of women have been asking this big question, and I was like, wow, you know what? Out of all the things we talked about, we never really focus on the booty.
And that's what everybody likes.
But isn't that an important piece? Are you a boob man
Depends
or a breast man?
A boob or breast?
Is yeah.
The same?
I'm sorry, are you a bum man or a breast man? My bad.
Here's the way I look at it.
Okay.
I can build anything from the neck down.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can buy anything from the neck down too.
That's true.
But the problem is
I'd rather buy boobs, not
exactly,
butt.
Exactly. I feel that most women would probably spend their money on buying boobs.
Breps, yes.
And then work and figure out how to get the butt.
Yes.
Because you either have a butt or you don't.
Yeah.
Now, it's not hard to build. It's just a question of what you do, and that's why we're going to explain.
We're going to be talking about it today, and it's crazy because I said, you know what, let me look up some videos and see. And I saw some people working on their glutes and their bums as much as possible, and some people had a flatty patty with just a credit card slider in the middle.
Because it's literally overtraining it, because people think the more they do, the bigger it's going to be, and that's actually the opposite.
Wow.
So that's why we're here.
Okay, so today we're going to be talking about building your booty,
this
the nutrition, the consistency. What?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
You were the one dissing my Lakers.
I mean, my
Nuggets.
Yeah, exactly. Dissing your Lakers.
Dissing
See, you don't
my
even know
spicy
where you're going.
Nuggets. Don't be dissing the spicy Nuggets.
I love the Nuggets, too. I got to give a shout out to them. They're going to kill tonight, but it's going to be a rough series.
Okay, well.
But you know it.
We'll see what happens.
It's going to be fun.
We'll
hey,
see.
Congratulations to them for just getting where they're at. That was impressive.
We will see what happens with that. So when building a booty, how do we start it, Dave? How long can it possibly take? What is the nutrition like and all that
so
good stuff?
So the biggest thing is what people don't really get is when they train hamstrings or quads, or let's just say lower halves from the midsection down.
Okay.
Okay. They misconstrue, not everybody but some, that the booty and the glutes are a part of the hamstring and the quad workout, when in all actuality, it's three separate body parts.
Yeah, that makes
okay?
sense.
So it's almost like comparing it to an arm where you train your biceps and your triceps. Two separate body parts, two
okay.
separate muscle groups. Now, granted, it is the arm and upper arm and rear of the arm, but it is still two separate muscle groups.
Yeah.
So the way I like to train someone that's trying to get a booty
yeah.
or a bigger
A bigger
or
rounder one.
Round booty, you know, thicker
plan.
Booty. Right.
Yeah.
The peach on the emoji. That's
yeah.
the way I
That's
look
what
at
I
it.
Want.
That's, yeah.
yeah.
Everybody wants that. The way I look at it is you train it separately. You train it one day with legs, and then you train it another day completely separate or with another body part with upper body.
Okay.
So another body part, which would be great to train booty, would be back because lower back, shoulders, okay, or a smaller body part like arms, and then booty. Okay?
And then booty.
So you want to train it twice a week, for sure, minimum. Okay. But training it every day is not going to make it bigger, so please stop doing that because you're technically overtraining it.
Then you get a flatty patty.
It's not going to do anything, okay? Your body's going to get used to it just like it does everything else. It grows accustomed to it. It's going to adapt. So the exercises that you're doing are not going to really change it. So the whole thing with training,
yeah,
and same as the booty, is you want to break the muscle down, which the glutes are a muscle.
Yeah.
Break it down so it builds back up bigger so and it grows. Better, depending on what you're trying to do.
Woo.
So that being said, what is the number one thing that women can do to get a bigger ass or booty?
Booty.
Would be lunges, reverse or straight lunges with weight. Now, the thing is some people say, well, Dave, my knees can't handle lunges. My lower back can't handle lunges.
Right.
Very, very valid point. Okay. So the next thing would be seated leg curl.
Okay.
Not lying leg curl, because lying leg curl can cinch the lower back.
Is that seated abductions?
Nope, that's different.
Okay.
So the seated abductions would be the yes-no machine. So when you sit down and you open the legs, yes, it's going to go on tonight, or B, it ain't going down tonight. So when you say that, people are like, hey, what's the yes-no machine?
Dave,
and then you say it, but people remember that.
Dude, I just started sweating. I've never heard of that.
But it's true, is it
life.
Not? So when you say abductor, adductor, people are like, what's that machine? Yes, no. Yes, in, it's going down. No,
tonight,
it's not. Right.
Or it's
so
not.
You remember that,
you're
right?
You're not the guy. Right. Yeah.
You ain't the person. Guy, girl, whatever.
Oh, my God.
But is it not true that now you can basically, you know, you can adapt that to that machine?
Yeah.
So when you say abductor, adductor, people are like, oh, well, that I don't really know what that machine is. But then you say the yes, no machine. They're like, what do you mean? So then you kind of give them a little...
The visual.
A visual with the yes, no.
I can never
unlearn
that.
Oh, I know that machine. I love that machine. Well, now they say yes, no machine. So everybody that trains with me knows that's a yes, no machine.
I know that now.
Right?
Okay.
So the biggest thing would be seated leg curls. Now,
yes.
There's a variant in doing seated leg curls. Number one, you make sure the seat and the pad that goes on top of the shin is locking you in, but not locking you in that you cannot move, so there's mobility. So if you're thinking of a seated leg curl, you're thinking of sitting in the chair,
yeah,
you slide your legs between the pad underneath the calf,
yeah,
and on top of the shin.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is with that particular machine, you have to make sure it is adjusted properly. Excuse me.
Okay.
That being said, you want to be able to move in it, okay? But when you push the weight pad down to make the weight move,
yeah,
it's comfortable. It's not riding up the back of the hamstring, and it's not going so low on the ankle. So you need to make sure it's right on the calf, a little bit above the calf, below the MCL, ACL.
Wow, okay?
So, and then when you do them, here's a little hint, to get the glute and the hamstring to fire even more, is point your toes down when you're doing
the motion.
That's
why you made me do the ballerina thingy.
So the biggest thing is a lot of people will go so heavy that their butt comes out of the chair. Completely emphasis off
the glutes.
There's
no point, right?
Now it's on the lower back, and that's what you don't want.
Oh, my God,
so more is not better in this particular situation with that machine. The seated leg curl is one of the best glute machines. Now, ladies, here's the biggest thing. When you do the seated leg curl, and men, the seated leg curl is going to give you that lift between the hamstring and where the crease of the butt comes in.
Yeah.
So if you're looking
at pencil in there.
If you're looking at your ass sideways in a profile in the mirror, it's that's that bottom, the apple bottom,
it's
that swoops. Right. It's the cleft. That's what I call it.
The cleft.
Okay? The cleft. So basically that's where that's gonna hit.
Oh.
If you don't feel your hamstring firing when your toes are pointed down and you have that pad in a negative position when it's all the way down underneath your butt, you're not adjusted right. Stop the motion, get out, and readjust it. Don't go through the whole motion like that because it's not hitting your glutes or your butt. It's hitting your lower back.
That's the worst.
Okay? So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number
two
is going to be, and a lot of people may like and may not like this, but I feel this is one of the best, but you have to be very careful with lower lumbar, especially if you have lower lumbar issues, is cable leg ups. So that means you put the strap around the ankle, you face the cable stack, and you basically go and push the weight behind you in an upward motion.
Okay.
So you're facing the cable rack.
Like this.
Yep. And you're basically standing facing the cable rack. You have the cable around the ankle, okay? And you're pushing back lifting the ankle to hit that glute hamstring cleft again.
To squeeze it ugly.
Yep, exactly.
But not squeeze
again,
hard to your back.
You don't want a lot of weight because you want to be able to focus and really emphasize that hamstring glute tie-in. So again, if you don't feel it, either your weight's too heavy or you're not adjusted properly. Don't go through the motion. Stop the motion and readjust.
That's
remember,
important.
Don't worry about what everybody else is doing.
Right.
Focus on the motion you're doing because when you're doing glute and hamstring, you want to make sure your form is really, really good. Because if it doesn't, it's taking all the emphasis off where you really want it and putting it on places you don't want it. Hip flexors, lower lumbar. That's why you get a dysplasia sometimes, one hip's higher than the other. So really focus on the form.
And so the weight for the what is it called? The cable
leg ups
should be a little bit lighter.
Probably one or two plates. You know, adjust it accordingly because some girls can lift a little bit heavier, some girls can't. But you want to focus and make sure you're getting it in the clift of that glute, guys. So right in that swoop where your butt meets your hamstring.
Yeah.
Okay? If you're not feeling it there, then stop.
Readjust.
Readjust and cut your weight. Okay?
I like that.
Three sets, 15 to 20, okay, with about a 30-second rest in between. All right, when you're trying to focus on booty. The next thing, so there's one, there's two. So see the leg curl.
Yeah.
Then cable leg ups.
Yep.
You're going to do leg press. So a normal leg press, okay? I personally like a stack leg press that you can move the pin because then you can set the weight right next to you. You don't have to get out of the machine and change plates.
Oh.
So for a lot of girls, they like that better because you can drop set, giant set. If it's too light, you can just click the pin, and you don't have to get up and change weights.
That's true.
So what you're going to do is you're going to sit in the leg press like normal. Most of the time when you're just working overall quad, like front quad, side quad, hip flexor, all that stuff, you want feet in the middle, toes slightly out, okay? On this particular one, you're going to put your heels all the way to the top of the platform so the top of the foot is off the platform.
Okay.
So just your heels are on the platform.
So this
Just your heel pad, mm-hmm. okay? Then what you're going to do is, and for some of your girls that are shorter or guys that are shorter, you want to put a pad behind you.
Okay.
So you get more range of motion.
That feels good even
it
for
does,
my back.
It totally does because it supports that lower lumbar so you don't have that crease in there.
So use the
so
pad.
So when you do the motion, you want to press it like a normal leg press, slight bend in the knee, never lock the knee.
Okay.
And you want to make sure that focal point is right on the hamstring glute. Okay, you can go a little bit heavier and really not necessarily squeezing, more so controlling the weight on the negative. So when your knees come to your chest, you're not racking it, but you're not locking it. So there's always constant tension on the glute.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
So that would be one of my other favorites. Of course, squats are one of the best. Now, here's the kicker. A lot of people that have lower lumbar issues obviously have a big problem squatting. So there is an alternative, and it works really well.
Okay.
It is going to be if your gym has a assisted pull-up machine, and you've done this
we
before
do that.
With
we
me.
We have one at ours.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Most 90% of gyms have assisted pull-up. So that what that's going to be, guys, is going to be the big machine with the pull-up bar that you basically walk up and you adjust the stack to give you assistance during the pull-up. What you're going to do is you're going to stand on the pegs, okay, and instead of putting your hands up on top to pull you up, you're going to put your foot on the pad, in the middle of the pad, okay, that you would normally kneel on.
I'm visualizing this.
Okay, you're normally kneeling on that pad, but you're putting your foot right in the middle of the pad, and then you're going to basically keep your hip flexor straight and looking straight at the machine, and you're going to push that down in a 90-degree fashion, slowly controlled, and control the weight all the way down and all the way up. So you're only doing one leg at a time, okay?
Oh.
So you're basically having one leg on the peg to support you,
so,
hands up on top, and then you're using the other leg to push straight down and control it straight up.
I would have never thought about that.
That is going to be one of the best things you can do that's going to simulate a squat, but there's no pressure on the neck and there's no pressure on the lower lumbar.
Hell no, there
isn't. So reps, 15 to 20,
okay.
3 to 4 sets, okay? Make sure you stretch out the hamstring and glute a little bit between sets. Again, if it's too light, go up a plate or two.
Yeah.
And always go up a plate or two on those because when you start hitting about midway through the set, it can get a little bit heavy and you don't want that knee to start bothering you.
Right.
But remember, guys, do not displace the right or the left hip when you're doing them. Keep the hip flexor straight. Don't be angling off to the side. Keep your body and shoulders straight ahead and don't look to the left, look to the right, because it's going to pull one side.
Oh.
Okay? So that's going to be one of the other ones.
That's amazing.
And then I think one of the best ones is going to be hip flexor on the floor. So hip flexor thrusts is what I call them.
Those are good.
They are good, but you got to be very careful because people that have any sort of hip flexor issue or lower lumbar can get themselves in trouble. So what you're going to do is, guys, is just picture this. Say you're laying flat on your back,
okay,
with a dumbbell on the chest or on the midsection, depending on where you want it.
Yeah.
Okay. Most midsection. People sometimes will do chest.
Does it matter where you put it?
It does. You want midsection because you want it basically right where the hip flexors are.
Okay.
But some people will do chest. Okay. You want a, you'll see people on with using a bar on their hip flexors.
Yeah.
I like a dumbbell because it's more controllable.
Okay.
And then if the dumbbell's not heavy enough, again, you don't have to get up and redo all the plates.
Yeah.
You can just basically grab a heavier dumbbell. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's true.
It may be a good idea to kind of start with a little bit heavier weight on these.
Okay.
Okay. But again, focus on not using your lower lumbar to lift the weight. You're using your hip flexors. You're planting your feet, okay, like you're doing a crunch. Feet are underneath your butt. Heels are flat on the floor.
Yeah.
And then you're lifting your lower lumbar and hip flexors up together, okay?
To be flat across.
Yep, to basically be perpendicular. So you're going to start flat on the floor. Then you're going to lift your hip flexors off the floor by using the weight as
so I can
resistance.
Do this laying with my back on the floor,
yes,
or on a bench?
Yeah. No, you want to be on the floor.
Straight,
you want
flat,
to be straight
flat
on the floor. Yep, straight on the floor. Dumbbell's going to be across the hip flexors. Then you thrust the hip flexor and butt up. Pause for about 2 seconds, squeeze in the glutes.
Yeah.
And then right back down, touch the floor, relax, reset. And then again, biggest thing with these is you want to make sure you're blowing the air out of the diaphragm when you're going up. So exhale on the way up. Because what that does, it takes the air out of the diaphragm of the tummy,
yeah,
and basically gives you a better contraction.
Nice.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So now that we're doing it on the floor, because I remember before all my back surgeries,
right,
being on the bench.
Sometimes.
But this seems a lot safer. Is it something I could try?
Yes, 100%.
At a lighter weight.
But the biggest thing, and the reason why Tasha's kind of hesitant, guys, is because she had her surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that is sitting across flexors or brings in the rear, okay, the rear glute and or lower lumbar is going to be tender.
Okay.
So you want to start really light. As a matter of fact,
yeah,
even no weight. Hands by your side.
And just do it.
And just basically go through the motion.
And
just add 10, 15, 20 here and there. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. That happens to be one of my physical therapy moves.
100%. And you usually probably use a ball.
Well,
or maybe
I'm
no
just normally on a mat, my yoga mat at home, and so I have to do 25
do
four times. Yeah.
And the biggest thing is, guys, is if you're not using weight,
and
if you are using weight, really focus on squeezing your butt cheeks like it ain't going out tonight.
I didn't
baby.
Squeeze.
Squeeze your butt cheeks.
Squeeze it ugly.
Every time you can squeeze the glutes together, okay, and not focus on the lower lumbar, you're going to get a better contraction. Because you got to remember, guys, the glute's a muscle.
Yeah.
So it's water and blood. The
yeah.
more blood pumping in there, the bigger and thicker it's going to get.
So is it good if I squeeze it while we're in our podcast? Like,
you
is this going
to
help do
like
anything
to,
for me?
Looks like you have to go potty.
I feel
she's got to go number two, guys. She's literally
no,
bumping up and down
I
out of her chair.
I take care of that every morning.
Did you get your fiber?
Huh?
And Miralax worked.
I got everything.
Good.
So really, really quick. Last week we talked about how, and I'm still going to go to Revive and get all my blood tests done. And I reach out to Todd. Todd's going to hook me up at Revive. Big shout out to them. So I figured out what happened when I felt fluffy.
And you didn't poop. You were stuffed
well,
up.
Well, I wasn't pooping.
Right. You're back.
And
you're
friends,
back.
Pooping is a normal part
yes,
of fitness,
women,
okay?
You need to poop because if you don't get it out, it's going to basically just get backed up and
yeah.
you're going to feel very uncomfortable.
And you can't put
you
a baby
having,
shovel
like,
up there. I was having cramps.
Right.
I was like, listen, I crop dusted walking into King Supers and didn't even care. That's where I was at. But you know what I did?
Just dragging out the carts.
I did, and I looked back to see their face, and they looked so
distraught.
Thank God
they had a mask on.
It was great. Oh, it was bad. It wasn't matter. It was bad
because
I ate cabbage to try and get things moving. But I figured out why I felt puffy.
Cabbage. Okay, what's the magical answer?
My mom was like, "Hey, do you remember waking up around 2 o'clock in the morning eating dry Italian sausage?" And I didn't because remember I take CBD to help me sleep.
Right.
Bit my back, bro. I looked at the cameras in the house.
You were
I ate dry sausage, Munster cheese, and crackers. I was tearing it up for like 2 nights. I didn't even
there
know.
There you go. There you go. And you know what's funny is a lot of people that I know
bro.
That used to take Ambien at night. They would get up in the middle of the night. And you, let me give you. I'm gonna buy you coffee today.
Okay.
Anybody? Okay. So here is the question of our podcast.
What
we like to throw questions out.
Yes.
Whoever can answer this question first. Okay. We're going to do something with Revive for blood work or something. We'll get you hooked up. I'll get it taken care of and situated for our listeners because they love us and we love them. And so here is the question. What do most people, especially women, splurge and grunge on when they're taking Ambien in the middle of the night. And I'll give you a hint, okay?
Okay.
It's something that you can eat either wet or dry, and it's very enjoyable, and everybody probably loves this food.
So email your answers to Big Dave's Power Half Hour at gmail.com or inbox us on Big Dave's Power Half Hour on Instagram.
I'm telling you, we're going to set you up for blood work,
yeah,
treatment, something. We'll get something for you.
That's awesome.
And that is the question of the day. What is the food that most people binge on when they're on Ambien? And I'm going to tell you, once you hear it, you're going to be like, oh my God, that's totally legit. Now, wow. If I'm wrong, then okay. But I want to hear another food that people are going to call me out on. And I'm going to tell you, every person.
And some people use it for sleeping. I can't. I will not.
I don't like it. And every time, I'll be honest with you, every time I've talked to a spoken to a client or a friend that's taken it, they hate it because they feel so groggy the next day. I think that your mix that you said, honestly, to be perfectly honest, is one of the best.
I can't
go see our people
over
at Starbucks or anybody.
I can't do THC and stuff like that, but CBD has helped me get off of
pain meds. CBD with a little bit of THC
meds.
Really helps.
It really does.
And it's not addictive. And you don't feel like crap.
No.
So guys, email us, Instagram us, whatever.
And you're going to get free blood work.
Tell us what that food is.
Oh, my God. All right. So now that we got our booty rocking everywhere.
There's a lot of other exercises. Like the push sled, that's something we have.
That's my favorite.
That we have at Crunch. Everyone, the push sled is usually, we use it for football. All the people that can remember football training out there, guys and girls, these exercises are for you, too.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Guys, do not think for a minute that these exercises are specifically just for girls.
Yeah, we need you to have an ass, too.
Women like a nice, round, big ass, okay?
Yeah, we see it.
Girls like a nice ass. So you want big shoulders, big chest, and a nice, round, thick ass.
It's almost gray sweatpants season.
You want a nice ass.
We really want you to look good on both sides.
Why gray? Why do women love gray sweatpants?
Me and the women are having a moment.
But why is it gray?
Because they look nice in the front and the back.
Well,
and we're
going to
respect
time,
men because men are great.
See, that's why I get attacked when I go to the grocery store and stuff like that, because I wear gray sweatpants. I'm just playing. I don't get attacked.
Is it dark gray, light gray?
I think it's more of a heather gray, like what you're wearing today. So we're going to send a picture of Tasha's sweatshirt today, and that's the gray guys that you got to wear for
mine
the women
says,
to attack you.
What does my shirt say?
It says, I had back surgery. What's your excuse? And I like to crop dust.
I mean,
that's what it says on her sweatshirt.
I will crop dust you guys.
See, she's a lady in the sheets.
Yeah.
But a freak on the streets. We reversed it Usher style.
She's so sick. All right, so really, really quick. Jumping back into the booty workout.
Guys, do it too. Guys, do it too. Just adjust your weight. And do not try and go ham and do these heavy to impress someone because you're going to look stupid.
Don't do it.
Don't do
that because y'all be looking kind of crazy.
Form because the glutes and the butt, and again, I say it. It's a muscle. It's a big-ass muscle, no pun intended.
Yeah.
So that being said, you know, you got to train it. And guys, the guys out there not training legs, stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. If I see you in the gym, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to get on the mic. I'm going to call you out.
I hate when they jump on the
end. Women love, guys love a nice set of legs. We got to be.
But guys, just get it going. Do you know what I mean?
Be politically correct.
So real quick, what about nutrition when it comes to building a booty?
You know, that's a great question. And does it change with just because you're building the booty?
Yeah.
Do you eat more calories because your ass is bigger?
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
On the days when you go to do legs, would you
so
change
technically
up food?
Yes. So with me in particular, okay, and I'm only speaking of me, so please understand that.
I love that you do that.
I definitely boost my calories the night before or the day of when I train legs.
Okay.
Because it's a definitely harder workout because it's a bigger body part.
Yeah.
So guys or girls, when you guys think of your body, what is the biggest body parts on your body? Your legs being number one, your back being number two, and then the subsidiaries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So on those body parts, for guys at least the guys I train or send workouts to or consult with, I always raise their carbohydrates the night before and the day of.
Okay.
Because I want them to have more energy, be able to expend more energy and have more calories at their disposal to burn as fuel to train and get through that leg workout. Now, do you have to have more calories? No, you don't.
Okay.
Okay. And it is true. You can still put muscle on while keeping your caloric intake low. It just depends on the calories you're taking in.
Okay.
So, in other words, you want to eat clean calories. You want to be a little bit diligent. You don't want to eat junk and like a dirty bulk like I've been doing the last 10 years.
Yeah, but you could do that. Look at how big and awesome you are.
The thing is that, you know, in order to get quality muscle, you want to ingest quality food.
So it's good calories.
And it's good calories. So to answer your question, does it make a difference? And do you want more calories to get a bigger booty?
Yeah.
It depends on how much muscle you're trying to put on.
Oh.
So if you're trying to stay lean, then you want to keep your caloric intake low.
Okay.
And on those days that you do train legs, okay, maybe up them by 200 or 300, which is not going to be a detrimental amount, but it's going to be enough that you're going to feel a little bit of bump. So what I would do, ladies, and this is, again, just my only suggestion, my own personally, is maybe some more peanut butter in the morning, a little bit more fat, stuff that's going to basically be long burning energy. Okay. So like peanut butter, essential fats, things like that, olive oil. Maybe you have a nice big salad the night before, and then you treat yourself to some peanut butter and maybe a little bit of fruit. Or in the morning, have some nuts and some yogurt, like the Greek yogurt, maybe a teaspoon of peanut butter, almond butter. Treat yourself to some cookie butter.
So those fats help.
Those are essential fats that absolutely help burn body fat as opposed to keeping it stored.
Okay.
And, you know, Tasha and I will get into the nutritional value of what's good fats, what's bad fats, because there are a lot of good fats out there that people don't understand. It's like, well, I didn't know I could have that.
Yeah.
Well, of course, like cheeses, there's certain cheeses you can have.
I love cheese, but it's not my friend.
Well, and exactly, because the lactose, and sometimes it's the dairy. And a lot of people think they become lactose intolerant as they get older, when it's really not that. It's just a digestive problem. So
that's,
if you take like a
protease
or like a digested, like a probiotic, you can get away with having that. So, totally. And
well, guess where I'm going today?
Yep.
Village Cottage Village.
Village Cottage.
Whatever it's called.
Cottage. Right, she's going to the Cottage of Villages.
The Village
Vitamin Cottage, for vitamin those that didn't understand. See, we know Tasha.
I'm still kind of sort of baby bit new here.
She speaks backwards sometimes.
I'm Spanish is what I do.
That's it. We're going to Vitamin Cottage,
Yeah. What?
That's the Spanish version.
Everything is not an O. That's what Terry does. He adds an O to everything.
That's why Terry and I get along. Right.
Oh, we're
going to
get...
Are we going to dinner out tonight, O? Yeah, that's Spanish. No disrespect to our Spanish friends, but for us stupid white people, we say an O because I can't speak Spanish.
We don't do that here. You are so on timeout. Okay, so maybe me and Dave can put together something. We can put up these workouts you were talking about
100%.
On our Instagram page.
Yes.
And then you guys can take a look at it. So give me... Matter of fact, we'll do it today before dinner so you guys have that up there. And before we go, Dave, I've been dying to talk about gym etiquette.
It's a great topic to discuss at this point in time with what we're dealing with.
I believe so. And I believe that some people in this generation, they kind of forget. And I have a list of 10, but you can add if you like.
Oh,
okay?
I got a list of 100.
Holy gosh.
But I'm dying to see what your top 10 are.
All right, number one, put everything back where it belongs.
Please.
Okay.
Okay, it's like when you're a child.
Bro.
You take your stuff out of the closet, like toys, put them back, man.
Nobody wants to
The last thing
over
your mom wants to do is step on a Lego.
Yes!
Okay? Because it's going to break your ass. And let me tell you, if she did glutes from our glute workout from earlier, her ass is going to be sore.
Oh,
so then she's
going
to be more pissed if she's got a Lego up her ass.
See, now it's all your fault.
Yep.
Number two, don't hog up the equipment.
Okay, so I'm going to intervene on these.
Come on.
What that means, guys, is when you're sitting on a machine for more than 30 seconds, what that means, guys, is get off your phone.
Please.
Stop checking social media. The only thing you should be doing on that machine is either A, looking at your rest time on the clock, or B, changing your song and listening to our podcast.
That's me.
Or if you're,
I like that.
If you're at prime time,
podcast.
You're listening to Alton, DJ 58, and Tosh.
And
or if you're early
mix.
In the morning, you're listening to Tony V.
That's right.
I tell you what, he tore it up this morning with that DJ he had in there this
Tony
morning.
V is bomb.
But real talk, if you're early in the morning, you should be just listening to Tony V. If you're midday, you're listening to girl Rosa. Shout out to Rosa. And by the way, Rosa, I love Summer Rae too. That's your girl. I'll give a shout out to Summer.
Oh, gosh.
Summer's Big Dave out here in Denver. We miss you out here, but you're doing great things. Congrats. You deserve it.
Yeah.
And at night, you and Alton.
That's it.
Okay?
That's
the only thing you should be doing. And, let me tell you something, guys. If you're not going to move, get off the machine and let someone work in. If you
Please.
See someone standing there looking at you weird, they want to work in.
Bro.
Let them have that time and then But the one thing they have to have is wipes in their hand.
Please.
And you wipe yours and they wipe theirs and everyone's happy.
At all times.
Okay?
At all times.
What's number three?
Please bring your own damn towel.
Bring a towel, guys. We don't need your sweat on our machines because let me tell you something. A lot of people these days are not wiping their stuff down. Let me say this emphatically. Mm. If you don't wipe your machines down, things spread. If they spread, we're going to get shut down. It's not just our gym. It's every
gym
around.
Yes.
So just remember, every time you wipe a handle, a knob, a bench, a dumbbell, a handle, a cardio machine. You're doing the gym that favor to stay open.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, then other people follow suit. Like, well, if they're not doing it, I'm not doing it. Guys, you have to do it.
Please.
No exceptions.
Please.
When you get off the machine,
wipe it down
and give it to the next person the same way you got it.
I do it.
And
right
if you
before.
See someone that's not wiping it down,
yeah.
Tell someone.
Oh, I tell.
Because it's not okay.
Call me what you
or
want.
Or a mask. If the mask is down, other than they're getting a drink.
That was my next one, the mask.
Then put your mask up and please, guys, go to management and tell them because you cannot have the mask down. It's mandated. There's certain places that they can, but unfortunately, 90% of the places I know I go and Tosh goes and all of us go, you have to have a mask on.
Yeah, and we're
so
just
be
doing
respectful.
This. Exactly. We're
it's
doing
just
this
respect.
To be careful for everybody, and that's all it is. You know what it was like to not have the gym, and now that we have it back, we want to make sure that we keep that thing going. Be flexible about your routine, even if the gym is crowded. Like, dude.
Adapt. Guys, adapt. So if I gave you three exercises to do and somebody was lumbering on the machine because they don't know gym etiquette, do something else, okay? It's not worth getting into an argument because, guys, remember, everyone's on edge. You don't know their story, especially right now in this time and age. Just take a deep breath, and let me tell you, guys, this is me talking. I am critical. I am judgmental. I call myself out, but in the gym, I have to basically just turn away and go to another machine because you just don't know. Some people just are not in that space. And just give them a break.
Just give them a break.
Save yourself the argument. It's not worth it.
That's it. And don't stare at women. Like, not for nothing. I mean, maybe.
Guys and girls.
Women don't stare at guys. And men, sometimes I see, this is two actually. One is don't stare at women. The other one is don't videotape women in the gym doing squats.
Don't be weird.
It's not cool.
No, it's not. But let me tell you something, guys. And this goes for a lot of girls out there, too. Girls, remember you're going to the gym.
Yeah.
Okay? Be respectful of yourself when you're in the gym.
Yeah.
You're not going to the club. All right, so when you wear booty shorts halfway up your butt, all right, and you got half your stuff hanging out, you're going to get looked at.
Yeah.
And people are going to pull their phones out because it's not something they normally see.
Well, they shouldn't pull their phones
out.
They shouldn't. But if that was me wearing my booty shorts and I'm feeling good about my body, I'm going to put my ass to the wall.
Well, the thing is just understand, if you present yourself like that out there, you're going to get feedback, and some of it's not going to be positive.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, you got a lot of weird creepers out there. So guys, be respectful. Girls, respect yourself.
I remember when there was some guy at the gym and you had to have him get out because he was doing that. Some older guy back.
Yeah,
like
we've had people in the gym, and it's every gym, you know.
Guys, but I love how you don't play that.
Guys just think that it's okay to just stand there and be weird. And it's just like, and girls too. It's like, look, guys, everyone's there for a reason.
Yeah.
Okay. To give someone a positive compliment in
it's
a nice,
thing.
Respectful way is one thing. But when you're creeping on someone and acting weird,
it's like,
right now, guys, everyone's heightened tension is up.
It is.
So it's not a good time, number one. And you shouldn't be doing it anyway.
Yeah.
But then these people get upset when they get a response back, like, oh, that girl's a B or something like that. It's like, what do you
bro,
expect, man?
We're here to work
what do you
out.
Expect?
We're not here to
people don't
want to
get
mingle,
hit
okay?
on and basically talk to.
This isn't Christian Mingle.
And not only that, this ain't farmersdaughter.com. But for real, and girls, let me tell you something.
Yes.
Just because we come in the gym with a hood on and don't want to talk and have headphones on like we're going to kill someone, it doesn't mean we're disrespectful and arrogant.
No, it doesn't mean I came in the zone.
It means we're
out.
In our zone.
Yes.
Okay? Understand that. Women, when you go to the gym and you got your booty shorts on and you're feeling yourself, it's all good. I get it. But guys, respect it. And girls, don't be upset when they come and say something.
Yeah.
But girls, same thing for us. When we have our music blaring and a hood over our head, it doesn't mean that we're bad and we're mean and we're disrespectful. It means that we're in our zone and we're trying to focus on what we're trying to get done.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to understand and respect each other's
That's
boundaries.
It. Like, first
That's
of all,
all,
why are you worried about somebody else having their head?
Because everybody worries
on?
About what everybody
Dude,
else does.
You might have had a shitty day at work and you want to come off and blow off some steam.
Oh, but God forbid they walk in with a hoodie on and some headphones and didn't respond to you. They can't hear you, and there's a reason for that. They don't want to.
Don't
so
take
guess
everything
what?
So personal.
Everyone has their
now.
Days. Respect
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That's and the it. Last one I have is, please stop trying to talk to me while I'm trying to burn off my fat. I don't know you, and we can talk after, but don't do that when I'm supersetting. Like, it's like, bro, you're not, if it's Dave, I'm not being funny. I just feel like I'm zoned out. It took me a lot mentally to get here.
Right.
And now you want to have a conversation. If you want to slide somebody your number, give it to Chelsea, have her slide it to me or somebody else later, but don't come and mess up my
I feel, and I'm not trying to be prejudicial by any means, but I feel this happens to a lot more women than men. Okay. All right. I do. So that being said, guys, let me give you a hint of advice. When a girl's in the gym and she's in her zone, okay, unless you're stupid or blind, all right, you can see that.
Yeah.
The last thing anybody wants to do, guys, is cardio in general.
Bro.
So now you got a girl that's doing cardio that she probably doesn't want to do it. All right. She's just put herself through a badass Big Dave workout.
Damn right.
So therefore, she's beat up.
Yes.
All right. And now you got some weird ass creeper standing in front of her, looking at her, drooling, and wants to say, hello, can I ask you out?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Guys, stop it.
I'm
hangry. The gym is not the place.
It's not.
Nor is the parking lot, because then you're a weirdo because you're hanging out. Just like I said, if you make eye contact with a girl in the gym
and it works, then roll.
But you know, use discretion. Don't be an idiot. Yeah. Okay? And then there would be no issues, because then the girl's not going to be sitting on the machine wasting time texting a girl talking about some creeper hitting on her.
Yeah.
And you're standing there waiting for the machine for gym etiquette. See, it's a snowball effect. Mm. So guys, stop being weird. Girls, be respectful of yourself.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, friends. Listen, if you have any topics or anything you would like to touch on, especially, no pun intended, when it comes to training your body parts, email us at bigdavespowerhalfhour@gmail.com.
And remember, what is the food that people eat on Ambien? And it's not good, because it does bad things to you when you wake up.
Ugh.
You're like, oh my God, I just did that. Because usually the remnants, there's a clue. The remnants are on the counter when you go downstairs or go into the kitchen for the next morning. And
okay.
Then you see it, you're like, oh my God, did I literally just eat that
whole
thing?
Did I eat that? Well, if you got the answer, email us at bigdavespowerhalfhour@gmail.com.
And do it fast, because we're going to get a lot.
Oh my God.
We're popular.
We're worldwide. Or DM us and we'll hook you up if you get the answer to Big Dave's question one more time.
What is the food that you eat when you are on Ambien and don't remember what you ate?
The next day.
And I'll give you a hint again. You can eat it wet or dry.
Eat it wet or dry. And if you get the answer,
you
can DM us.
You don't get that, people. Come on, man.
If you get that, you get free blood work at our friends at Revive. So be sure to hit us up. Anything you want to say before we close out?
I want to say shout out to Victor for his new ride. I do like it.
You are not going to stop.
I do like it.
Okay.
I do like it.
You're red.
He deserved it.
All right.
I'm not red.
Uh-huh.
I'm not red. I'm standing next to Megan. That's why I'm
sure.
Red. And shout out to you. Great, great week.
Always
amazing listening to everyone during the week. I love it. Guys, listen to Tosh and Alton in the afternoons. They tear it up. What a great way to work out at that time, because you guys are on point.
Thank you.
Seriously,
on
point.
We just have fun. Just like
and
us.
Really, just keep sending us your stuff. We love the topics. Give us some ideas.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we answer to what you guys want.
Exactly. Dave, I love you.
Love you too.
Appreciate you so
always.
Much. We'll see you next week for Big Dave's Power Half Hour.
We are out-o. Have a great day-o and a great weekend-o.
Oh, my God-o.
Follow Big Dave's Power Half Hour on social media at Big Dave's Power Half Hour. Join us next week for another episode dedicated to getting you healthier mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's Big Dave's Power Half Hour, hosted by Tasha McKia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.